Lekuta Sichas, Chelek Yud Aleph, Parsha Truma, Sicha Aleph. Al Psukim Bereish Parsha Seinu Omer Razal. In regards to the Psukim at the beginning of Parsha Truma, our sages tell us, Sholosh Trumas Nemru B'Parsha Azais. There are three different Trumas which are mentioned in this Parsha. Trumas Adonim, the Truma for the foundations of the walls of the Mishkan. Trumas Shkolim, the Trumas of the Shkolim that they use for the Karbonas. And Trumas HaMishkan, and then the general Truma for the building materials for the Mishkan, 13 or 15 of the different types of materials. V'hini yadua hafresh ben Trumas Shkolim the Trumas Adonim HaMishkan. We know the difference between the Trumas of the Shkolim, what was called Trumas Shkolim, and the difference between them and the Trumas of the Adonim, of the foundations and the Mishkan, al Trumas Hashkolim Shehi Letzerich Karbonas V'chulu. In regards to the Trumas Hashkolim, which was for the need of the Karbonas, Hayat Sivu Ilu Shaitai Umitzes Esel Adayra Shavayis Amidash Hayakayim. It was commanded at the time in the Midbar, and then it was something that went on forever, when the Beis Hamikdash was ongoing. I'll call ish mebnei Yisrael lita machzis ha-shekel. The Rebbe Yid had to give a machzis ha-shekel b'chol shana every year the karbonas sivur to be able to provide for the karbonas that the community has to bring. V'gam achshav b'zman hazeh, and even now, she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, where there is no beis hamikdash, nog will call Yisrael likros b'beis haknesses parshas shkolim b'shabbos shlofnei rosh chodesh adar l'zecher l'mikdash. We have the minhag to read Parsha Shkolim to commemorate the Shkolim that we're given, so we do it on before Rosh Chodesh Adar to remember what happened in the Beis Hamikdash, that's when they would begin to collect the Shkolim for the new year. Because on Rosh Chodesh they would announce about the new Shkolim. Yes, Oimrim, and some say she yes, Litin Kedem Purim Machse Minamat Beya Hakavua Ba'isa Mokim Ba'isa Zman. And some say that that one should give before Purim a half a shekel from the currency of that place at that time. Zeichel machtzis shekel shayneisim be'odar, to remember, to commemorate the machtzis shekel that was given at the other, and that's why we give on generally on Tainus Esther, we give the machtzis shekel mashenkin truma. So that this is something that goes on throughout. Masha'enkin Trumas Ha'adonim, whereas the Truma for the foundations, Shechiyuva Hoya Rak Kaidim Labinim HaMishkan, which the need for that was only for the building of the Mishkan, so it was only given then, the Truma HaKolos HaMishkan, as well as the Truma, the general Truma for the Mishkan, Shechiyuva Rak Kaidim Labinim HaMishkan Beis HaMikdash, was only done before there was a need to build a Mishkan, so people donated then, and before they had to build the Beis HaMikdash, so people gave materials or money for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Amna mekiven sha'Torah hi nitzchis. However, since the Torah is eternal, kol zman v'chol makom, and it applies all times and all places, arimuvin she'ba'avodas adam beruchnis, so we understand that at least in the avodah of a person in the spiritual sense, yeshnam achshav gam beis b'chinas elu, we also have now these two mitzvahs, the Trumas Adam and Trumas HaMishkan, at least in their spiritual sense. The loy oida, not only that, elder the kolshkin hu, that it's a thing that we understand without question. Im ha'inyan hu came b'chol prad v'chelik shabat Torah, sheyeshen b'chol zman ha'mokem ha'zman. If this is true for every part of the Torah, that it applies in every place and in every time, Allah has come v'kama ba'pratim ha'shiyachon l'mishkan, how much more so in details which are connected to the Mishkan, she'ikir inyon ehu v'shuchanti b'seichem, that the main function of the Mishkan was to bring Hashem's presence amongst us. V'amar razal, and our sages say b'seichem lo'y nemer, it doesn't say v'shuchanti b'seichem, that Hashem will dwell in the Mishkan. Ela b'teichem, within each ebi, b'teichel echad lechem Yisrael, within each and every Jew. Hainu gili hashchina, v'hainu gili hashchina, v'chol lechad b'nei Yisrael, meaning to say that Hashem is revealed within every Yid. V'meile b'chol makom v'chol zman, sarach lahamshach b'nafshei al David Asin, therefore, at any time and at any place, a person has to bring through his avodah this gili hashchina in within himself. Hare the hamuvan the kamei shabinin hamishkan kipshuta hayal yedei truma sadonim v'chulu. So if, just like in the time of the Mishkan, the literal building of the Mishkan, it was accomplished through the donations of the for the Adonim, Alberazogam, the Mishkan Aruchni Baterkalechan Israel, the same would be true in the Mishkan, the spiritual Mishkan within Ebi Yid, Shanasal Yidei, Avaidas Adam Abchinas Trumas Adonim Ba Mishkan, that there must be some Avaida which relates to the Trumas Adonim in the spiritual sense. Because if every part of Torah is eternal, so certainly the such an essential function of bringing the Eivishta into each and every one of our lives, there must be an Aveda which is corresponding to the Trumas Adonim as well. Mehine inyanim shel Trumas Adonim v'Trumas HaMishkan v'Avedas Adam yuvan ma'hefresh ba'efen esinosim shel Trumas Eil b'Mishkan k'pshutei, to understand the difference, what exactly the Trumas Adonim is and what the Trumas HaMishkan is, we'll understand it, at least in the Avedas Adam, we'll understand it in the way that they were donated at the time when they were given in the, for the Mishkan. B'Trumas HaAdonim mishtatfu kol echad mebnei Yisrael b'schum shava l'kulam. For the Trumas HaAdonim, every single Yid gave an exact amount. Machzis ha-shekel. A half a shekel, everybody gave the same amount. B'Trumas HaMishkan nosen kol echad gefi nidvas libay. Whereas by the Trumas HaMishkan, everybody gave according to what they wanted to give. G'mesuba b'parsha v'yakel, as it's written in parsha v'yakel, that everybody gave whatever they wanted, whatever their heart wanted. What is the similarity? How can that be compared to the Aveda of a person? That the Trumas Adonim, which comes from Bittul, and Kabbalah's Oil, which comes from the essence of the soul. Shavim kol echad mebnei Yisrael, and therefore all Yidden are equal to that level. Everybody has an etzem and a shama and the Kabbalah soil, and therefore everybody gives, everybody's similar in that way. And therefore everybody gives the same amount. Mashen kena truma l'kolos ha-mishkan, whereas the trumas which were given for the general mishkan, shen yana avedus ha-adam b'keichos ha-pratim shalei, which in the service of a person to Hashem, this relates to the personal keiches, that it talents and feelings and seichel that everybody has, seichel amidus. Shavazei yeshnam chilukim adregis shaynis, that of course there are differences in levels, b'fimatzavi aruchin shekol echad echad, according to each person's personal status, spiritual status. Shayna doyman dindus halev, b'riv zich hamidus shal yidei abedim amidus b'meyach v'lev, that you cannot compare the nidvas halev, which means how much a person was successful in refining themselves through their avodah b'mayach v'lev shel echad of one person, l'didvas halev shel hasheni, to the avodah in the heart and in the seichel and the midas of another person. They're different. Everybody's different. And therefore, v'al pizeh yuvan gam kenatama shatruma shava l'chol nefesh machtzis hashekel hoyzeh b'shvil adonim dafke. So that explains, sorry, before that explains why each person gave according to what they wanted. There wasn't a standard amount that everybody gave. According each person according to their Aveda. Well, Pisa Yavur, so this also explains Tama Shatruma Shova L'chol Nefesh Machtsa Shekel, that in the regards to the Truma, which everybody was equal, which is the Machtsa Shekel, Haisa Bishvila Donim Dafke. That, what did they use that silver for? To make the foundations of the walls. But the curtains and the coverings and the walls and so on, which were taken from the truma, which everybody gave whatever they wanted, was taken for the walls and the curtains. Ki ha'adonim, the difference is because the foundations, afshein dover achi tachten shuva mishkan, even though they are the lowest part of the mishkan, they're very bottom, at the same time, they are also the foundation of the entire Mishkan, on which stood the walls of the Mishkan. And what can that be compared to in the Aveda Sa'adam? Which is Kabbalah Sa'il, the foundation of all Aveda. The Hein Emesh Shabigili Bagoloi Ein Nirgash Bay Eira Laki, Kivishu Nirgash Bavaida Pnimis de Mayach Valeb. That although it's true that in Kabbalah's Oil, if somebody does it simply out of dedication and commitment, you don't feel the feelings and the seichel which come along with an avoda which comes from seichel amidas, so you don't feel the spirituality of it as much. Avalim kol zeh, but at the same time, arei yisayid v'reis avoda. We know the Kabbalah Seil is the foundation, the basic, and the beginning of all avoda. L'chein hoyu kol b'nei Yisrael shavim b'trumas ha'adonim, and therefore all Yidden were equal to trumas ha'adonim. Hayne b'inyan asayidi v'aklali shel Kabbalah Seil u'bitla Moshe v'atzam ha'neshama, which comes from the foundation and of Kabbalah's oil, which comes from the Etzem and Neshama, which everyone is equal. And from the perspective of the Etzem and Neshama, we all are equal, and we have one source, and so on. Mashenkin Shar Chelkei Pratei HaMishkan. Whereas, so therefore, the Adonim come from Kabbalah's oil; they are the foundations. Therefore, they come from this type of avoda, which is corresponds to Kabbalah Soil. Krushim by Yiriyas. Whereas when it comes to the other parts of the Mishkan, the Krushim and the Yiriyas, Shevenevish Adam in Yonah Avoda Bekechas HaPratim, which in the avoda of a person, that means the avoda of each individual's abilities and talents. HaKrushim Shekol Lechad Hayim Esa Amis Kemosei, which is also alluded to in the fact that the Krushim, each one, was 10 Amis high. That Meramzim L'Esa Keiches HaPnimim Shal Adam, they allude to the 10 Keiches HaPnimim, the 10 spheres within the neshama of each person. The Keiches HaMakifim Shalei Merambazim B'Yiridis, and the Keiches, the Makifim, the more encompassing Keiches, are also alluded to by the Yiridis, the curtains and the coverings of the walls. Shehoyu Ala Mishkan L'Maila, that were on top of the Mishkan. Ma'ach HaShem Ein, which are also individual to each person. And since no person's will, which is the Keiches Makifim, and Seichel Amidus are similar to each other, they were not similar to anyone else, so we understand that the differences are also, since nobody is the same, so the way we do our Aveda is different. Each one according to whatever they have, they bring to the table, and according to that is their avoda. So therefore, the donations for those parts of the Mishkan were each one according to what they were able to. Gimel amnam lefizet zarech lahavin. But according to this, we have to understand the hinam etzinu oit chiluk ben trumas adonu ben trumas hamishkan. Because we find another difference between the Adonim and the Mishkan, the Trumas Adonim and the Mishkan. Trumas Adonim achtsa shekel neschayvu raka anoshim v'loy noshim. In regards to the Trumas Adonim, which means the machtsa shekel, only the men were obligated to give that, not women. The dafke mi ben esem l'mayla, and even men, only somebody over the age of 20, but not younger. Whereas when it comes to the other truma of the general materials for the Mishkan, that was given by both the men and the women. And even more so, the pasuk says the men brought on top of the women, meaning to say, in addition to what the women brought. The men brought in addition to what the women brought. In other words, that what the women brought was the main thing, and what the men brought was over and above what they brought. So in other words, the tefillin la'anoshim, the men were secondary to the women in that donation. Shana, even children that did not reach yet by mitzvah hebiul and nidus ha-mishkan also brought for the donations of the mishkan k'deisa b'idr ha-nachm, as it's brought in the Idr. But according to the explanation that we gave before, it should be the opposite. Kabbalah Seil u'bitl trumas ha'adonim. When we talk about the Kabbalah Seil and bitl, which is what the adonim represent, the machtes ha'shekel represents the mitzad etzem ha'neshama, which comes from the etzem ha'neshama, reyu inyan ha'shayach l'chol ben u'bas Yisrael v'gam l'ktanim. That's something that every man or woman has, and even children. Whereas when we talk about the Aveda which comes from the Keiches Pnimim, like Tzeichel and Midas, or the Keiches Makifim, like Rotzen, which is what's represented by Trumas HaMishkan, she'ikir inyana lo yitochan ele begodol, that for the most part this is more belongs, that's more the area of a godol be'ish she'kechech v'apnimim heim b'shleimus, and specifically a man which the kechech v'apnimim are more on a higher perfect standard, the v'darga ha'masim ala aveda pnimis, and on a level which is more in line with aveda pnimis. So therefore it would seem that it should be the opposite, that the Trumas Adonim should be for the women as well, and the Trumas HaMishkan should be more for the men, whereas in fact we find the opposite. And another thing we have to understand, when the Pasuk says, in regards to the Machtsa Shekel, that the wealthy person should not give more, and the poor person should not give less. Some say that this was in regards to specifically said about the this comparison between the wealthy and the poor and so on was said in regards to the Adonim, in regards to that one, not in regards to the Shkolim for the Karbonis. Shahefresh bein oshel v'dal beruchnius. What is the difference between a wealthy person and a poor person, spiritually speaking? Is Kemai Marazal, that's based on what our sages say, in Ani El Vadas, that a poor person means somebody who is lacking in their awareness, meaning it's spiritually rich and poor. Vim Kemau Atam Shachiluk Shemetzad Kaychas Apnimim. So, what is the reason that the Torah points out the difference between the wealthy person and the poor person, meaning to say, the person who is more spiritually aware on a higher level and a person who is less spiritually aware on a lower level? Where does the Torah mention it? Even though he's mentioning it in a negative way. In other words, make no difference between the poor person and the rich person. But still, where is it pointed out? Dafke gabi Trumas Adonim. Only specifically when we're talking about the Adonim, Kabbalah Seil, which is the Truma, which is addresses Kabbalah Seil, Shemitzad Etzem and Neshama, which comes from the essence of Neshama. Ulechere le'ava le'lemeimar, elish kolecha tzarech litnuschum she'shove, machtsa shagav esuloi. So why does the Torah have to point out the difference between a poor man and a rich man in regards to this, where everybody is equal in their Aveda, in Aveda Sekabal HaSayil. So all he had to say was, everyone should give the same amount, period. And not bring to our attention the difference between a spiritually rich person and a spiritually poor person. The Yuvan calls Zeh Bahakdim. So this will be understood by first explaining the Seder Avedasu Shalom Odom HaMeshach Kol HaYoyim, in the order of the Aveda of a person every day. Which is the Aveda of the creating a Mishkan, a spiritual Mishkan within the life of every Yid, and the putting up, the building of this Mishkan. What is the Seder Aveda every day through which a person builds this Mishkan? Aveda Sayyim Maschila B'Maida Ani. It starts, of course, with Maida Anisha, Oimer, Miyad Kishinei Mishnosei, which a person says as soon as he wakes up, Kaidim Natilus Yadayim, before he washes Negelvasa. Ukshadayim Tumah Shruya Olav, as we know, when there's still Tumah that dwells upon him, Batam, and the reason is, Ki Maida Ani Areza Haidah Vekabalos Oil, Haba Mitzad Atzmas Anashoma. The reason that this is said right at the beginning is because, even before we begin to bring a certain purity to ourselves, is because Maida Ani is the union of acknowledging the Kabbalah's oil, which comes from the essence of the neshama. Shesham einem agia ve'einem negash shum tuma, where no tuma can touch, no tuma can affect the essence of the soul. Therefore, it can be said even before the process of bringing purity to yourself begins. Umahai taima gam muvin shebechina zu sheyechaz v'nimtzes b'chol echad ba'achas mebnei Yisrael anoshim anoshim etaf. And for this reason, we understand also that this level of the Etzem and Neshama represented by Maida Ani is, of course, belongs to every Yid, men, women, and children. After we finish with this introduction of Maida Ani, Maschil Seder Aveda Pnimis begins the more inner directed Aveda, the Krishma Tfila, which is brought out through Kriyashma and Tfila. But even to get to Krishma Tfila, you need some preparation. Magdimim loze Psukah deZimra. That's why, in order to get to Krishna Tefillah, we first say Psukah deZimra, Brachas, Birchas Krishna, Vachulu. The Brachas before Krishna and so on. And then the next step in Avodah is Mibesa Knesses, Lebesa Medish. After we finish davening, we go to the learning, Limada Torah, Achakacha, Avodah, Bemeshach, Koli, and Kuli, and then comes the Avodah, which occupies the rest of the day. Which is a person conducting himself in normal, regular, conventional life, dealing with a job or whatever else you need to deal with. So here we find two opposites, contradictory ideas. On the one hand, the obligation to daven and to say Krishma and to daven chal rak al anoshim alei anoshim v'tah is only for men and doesn't apply to women and children. Shem ezem uven shezo avayda gam beikra shayeches l'keches mim shul adam meichev alibay, which of course is understood because this is an avayda which in its essence is connected to seichel amidus keches apnimim, which is more the purview of anoshim, the adult anoshim. On the other hand, kol elo amichiyavim bekrishma tefila, haynu anoshim agdoilim. On the other hand, all those who are obligated to daven and to say krishma tefila, which is adult males, but ruim laved apnimis mitni, and the reason is because they are able to do avayd apnimis. Kulam kairim eshma. We find that everybody says the exact same words as everybody else. Everybody uses the same words, which brings out that this avoda also everybody shares a certain similarity to everyone else. In other words, etzem neshama. So in other words, that this is opposite, contradictory. If it's the people that are capable of doing avayda pnimiyus, why are they saying the exact same words? But the gemasam shel inyanim ha'hafchim anal b'krishma tefillah, and the same in a similar thing as these contradictory things which we find in davening b'krishma tefillah, yesh gam b'limud ha'Torah v'kiyum ha'mitzvos. We find a similar contradictory idea in Torah mitzvos. But gam b'avayda shel kol yom kulay. And also in the Aveda of every, that we do the rest of the day, which means as we go about our business in life, that we have to know, recognize Hashem in everything that we do. But over there, the contradiction is the opposite, the other way. How so? On the one hand, every Yid has the obligation to learn Torah. The gam hanoshim chayevus lulmed es halachas atzriches lehem. Even women also need to learn those things which they need to know how to do. V'avshachiv lulmudam einam b'teir chayevus lulmed atayra. Even though their obligation to learn doesn't stem from the chiyuv of lulmed atayra, that there is a mitzvah to just study Torah whenever you have the opportunity. Ela rak b'chtei ledas eich lekaimus hamitzvah metelus aleihem. Rather, their obligation to study Torah stems from their obligation to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs that they need to fulfill, and therefore they need to learn it. So it's based on that kind of learning. Ulam, but still, mikivin shagam heim mevarches birchas haTorah matan zeh. But since women also say birchas haTorah for this reason, because they have the mitzvah to learn Torah, harei mochach sheyesh bazeh gam inyan shel talmud Torah. So obviously, this is also related to the idea of Talmud Torah, even though it's specific to the type of mitzvahs that they need to know what to do. The gam minigei l'ktanim, and also in regards to children, are a mitzvah minat Torah ala av l'lamed az b'nei katan Torah. There is an actual Torah obligation for a father to teach his son Torah. Shemekol zeh muchach she'inyan ha'Talmud Torah yesh l'shayachus l'madrega b'nefesh v'adam sheba mishtavim kol lechad v'achas b'nei Yisrael, which indicates that the chiyuv to learn Torah is somehow related to the essence of the soul in which every yid is similar. That's why every yid, men, women, and children, are obligated to learn Torah. V'afal pikein mitzad hasheni, on the other hand, The way in which one is obligated to learn, both in the amount and also on the level on which one is able is supposed to learn, is very different for each person. There are certain people that have to learn Torah day and night without stop, and they have to learn it as deeply as they can. Yet then there is a person that is involved in business. The amount that he has to learn is less. There are some people that they can fulfill their obligation to learn Torah by simply saying one pasuk in the morning, one pasuk at night. When we get to women, they are only obligated to learn those things which they need to know. And even then, so there is only a limited type of halachas that they need to know, to learn, which are the ones that they need to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs. And also, once they know them, there is no more obligation for them to learn anymore. So there's vast differences in how and how much a person has to learn. So we find that same contradiction that there are people, that everyone needs to learn. Everyone is equal to the idea of learning. But how much they have to learn is very different for each person, which is the exact opposite of how davening works. Davening is only the obligation of the people that have a shaychus to pnimit. Yet they all learn or daven the same exact words, which is the exact opposite of how Torah works. The same difference can also be found in the Avedo as it pertains to the rest of the day, in fulfilling mitzvahs and the avodah of recognizing Hashem and everything that you do, shachir beklalus u'davar hashav l'chol nefesh, that the general idea of mitzvahs and knowing Hashem and doing everything dedicated to Hashem is equal to everyone. Aval yeshnam kama chilukim minigei l'prata v'yifane achir, but there are many differences in the way one carries out those obligations. Anoshim mechuyavim b'chol mitzvah sesa mitzvah slay sesa. Men have to do every positive mitzvah and every negative mitzvah, whereas noshim ena mechuyavos b'mitzvah sesa shezman grama, whereas women are not obligated to do those mitzvahs which are related to a specific time. So there's a difference. V'aldar alzeh gam b'inyan u'chol derechecha de'eyu, the same is true also for this idea that a person has to be dedicated in every way, that everything that they do, shiyesh b'har b'drochem b'fanim shenim, which of course there are many different ways, which all depend on what exactly does this person do and when do they do it and so on. So everything is different to each person. So it comes out according to this, so that the trumas adonim and the truma for the general mitzvah, for the general, are similar to avodah of krishma tefillah, of avodah the Talmud Torah, or the chol hayom, that they also they share that thing, which is truma sa'adonim hibedugma la'avodah the krishma tefillah, that the truma sa'adonim, which was everyone did the same half shekel, that's similar to avodah of krishma tefillah, shenoshim ktanim p'turim imena, that women and children don't have to do it, just like they don't have to daven in Krishna. Abu ba'anoshim ha'mechuyavim b'ahi b'nus rav shabba l'kulam. But the people that do, the men that do have to daven and say Krishna, they say exactly the same words as they did by the Adonim, that they gave it the exact same amount. Al derech turmas Adonim, shun schaivu bo rak agdoilim. Just like the turmas Adonim, which only the adults, mi ben esem v'shonim v'mayla, only the men adults from the age of 20, but everybody gives the exact same amount, which is half a shekel. On the other hand, when it comes to the Nedava for the general materials of the Mishkan, that's similar to the Avodah of learning and the Avodah of the rest of the day, that everybody is obligated to do, even women and children. But everybody does it in a very different way. which is more lends itself more to the idea of different types of aveda pnimis. So we have this contradiction, which line up in the aveda and in the trumas, and the contradiction is there for both. Bir v'chol zeh, so to explain all this, aveda de krishma tfila, the aveda of davening he mitzad ha-keiches ha-pnimim de meir v'lev, is comes of course from the inner keiches of meir v'lev. Omno mekibin shubo v'nimshechus la-yedeik doma da miris meida ani. But since, where does it stem from? It all comes from the fact that you begin your day with meida ani. Haydo bitul mitzad esem neshama, which comes from the etzem neshama. Lachein nirgash bitul zeh b'haydo zu gam b'aveda de krishma tefila. That's why even the aveda, when you get to the aveda of krishma, which is based on your own seichel amidas, it's all underpinned, it's all informed by this basic feeling of bitul, which comes from the etzem neshama. Haynu shaveda de keich sapnimim murgash, that in this aveda, which comes from the keiches apnimim, it's you always feel yisudasa bebchinas bitul v'gabal v'sayil, that it's all foundational, it's all founded on this basic idea of bitul v'gabal v'sayil shemitzad etzem neshama. V'zeu atam, and this is the reason shaveda zu metelas rak al anoshim gdeilim, that this aveda is only only the obligation of men, adults. And the reason for that is because their keiches apnimim are up to the task. But since even in their keiches apnimim they always feel that it comes from bitl and kabbalah seil, which comes from the etzem aneshama, shekulam asim, is where everybody is equal. L'chein gama nusach de krishma tefila, therefore the nusach that they say for krishma tefila, hamaramaz liyisayda shal aveda zu, the words of the davening are the foundation of that davening, hi ba'ifin ha-shava mashves kulam, is in a way that everybody is equal, because it's all based on the Kabbalah's oil from which it's all based on. Therefore, the words which are the basics of the davening are also similar to everyone. Whereas, of course, a person can have kavana on their own level. But the basis comes from the Maida Ani, from the Kabbalah Seil, and therefore everyone's words are the same. And that's why the Torah emphasizes over here the Trumas Ha'adonim. By the Trumas Ha'adonim, it says he introduces the idea of differences of levels. But since we're talking about an avayda of mayach v'lev, which is the avayda of davening, and there is a difference between a poor person and a rich person spiritually. And therefore, there is a big difference between one's aveda and another's aveda. Therefore, in the aveda of each person, the donation and the aveda of each person, therefore, when a person davens, you don't see that on the surface, you don't see that it comes from the etzem neshama. Adarabe, mashenirahu esergeira, what you see is the fact that a machtsa shekel is made up of esrim geira, esergeira, ten geira. Harem is lesekeches apnimim, which is a reference to the ten keches apnimim. So what you see when you look at a person's personal aveda is their own contribution and their own seichel umidus. Avul bashvaz v'tziruf kulam yachad. But then when you look at that full picture of everybody in as one, hayni yaseid avedosim ha-ma'achnim v'kulam yachad, which means, when you look at everybody together, what brings them all together in this aveda, kulam shavim mitrumasam, everybody is equal in what they should give. V'hayinu kenal, as we said before, the avayda b'keiches apnimim tzarech liyis ba'ifen sheyugash ba habitul demetzad etzem aneshama. In other words, that what must underpin and underlie this personal avodah is the fact that it comes from the etzem and neshama. She'oz ha'osher lo yar bevada lo yamit. From that perspective, there is no osher, there is no dal. We're all equal in that. But since we're talking about avodah pnimis, so there is the metzias of dal and osher. Only that, from the in the essence of it, in other words, when we look at everybody as a whole, it's all based on Kabbalah Seil. Amna mekiv mishal kaponim avayda gufa de krishma tfila truma sa adonim hu masha adam peil ba'atzma ayda kechez v'apnimim. But since in the end the avayda itself of davening truma sa adonim is what the person is able to bring through his own keiches and his own feelings and his own seichel and midas, harei muvin sha'avayda mugbelesi. So we understand that this can only be a limited avodah based on whatever he is able to accomplish. And therefore the response, the corresponding spiritual illumination, godly illumination, which comes as a result of it, this avodah, is limited to the level of the avodah. The zehu, and this is the reason, Masha, say the krishma tefila mugder hu b'minusach kavua, which is the reason why Krishma and Tfila has a specific nusach. B'misper meduyik shel ha-parshiyas v'ha-brochas, there is a specific amount of parshiyas and brochas, how many should be said, as the Mishnah tells us that it has to be so many brochas before, so many brochas after. Ha-tevas v'ha-asiyas, we know there's an exact count for the words and for the letters. U'prati adinim b'diktukam, and as we know, the specifics, like that the chazan should add the last three words, should repeat the last three words to get to a certain amount, and so on. Shazem Mayral Seder Havayda Hapnimius, which Shema Yisrael Shuloshna Avona Vasoga. So this brings out that a Seder Mesudar Havayda, which is Mesudar based on a specific order and so on, that brings out a Seder Havayda Pnimius. Shema Yisrael, that the person has to, Shaloshna Avodah Vasoga, that you have to understand, you have to comprehend. Hainu Lizbeinu Begadlus Abaya V'lovaya Deza Lava Haftas Hashem Alekecha, that you have to first think about the greatness of Hashem and meditate on it, and therefore bring yourself to a level of Avas Hashem, Shata Yisayra V'liba Yavasa V'yirasa Yisbarach, to awaken in your heart the love of Hashem and the reverence of Hashem. And through this avodah, through your own mayach and your own heart, you connect your mayach with the Eibishter's chachma. Your chachma with the Eibishter's chachma. And you connect your love with Hashem's oir, which is through in the sphere of chesed, which is the sphere of love. In other words, that you connect to that level of elukus, which has been fed through these midas. In other words, from the person's perspective, it's a specific type of avoda which is connected to a specific midah. And that's why what is brought out, what is brought down, what is accomplished through this, it brings down a level from a specific sphere, which is because you approached it through a specific aveda, your ava, your yira, your mayach, and chachma, and so on. Then after the avodah of learning, after the avodah of davening, comes the avodah of learning Torah and mitzvahs. Then goes the daily activities, and then the purpose of these mitzvahs and this avodah through in with gashmistic things is in order to make dira layis baruch tachtainim, meaning v'hainel shayideze mamshichim atzmusa is baruch lamata v'tachtainim. Through this avodah of mitzvahs, learning mitzvahs and the avodah in gashmis, we have to bring out the etzem of the Eibishter in order to bring him into the dira, as we know that the etzim of the Eibishter has to be in the dira, as they are in their in their state of Gashmias. Ba'avaydas Adam alazu, and through a person's avayda, this type of avayda, shebemeshach kol hayom ikar hazman da'asiyas adira, the activities during the day, which is mostly when you make a dira, because you're dealing with gashmias, with the world around you. Ein b'hagbolas, there are no limitations. Be'ez eifim be'ez eiz mischar u'malacha, there's no difference how you do it, what kind of business you're in, what kind of work you do. Lasas lo yizbaruch d'iru tachtonim, that everyone is able to do a d'iru tachtonim that way. Kinyana sh'atachtonim k'may she'em b'metziyosam, yi'asa d'iru lo yizbaruch, because the idea is that the tachtonim, the lower worlds, as they remain lower worlds, they should become a dira b'tachtonim as they remain lower worlds. Through us doing the things in the physical world dedicated to Hashem. You say to Mizu even more, in a way that not only what I do, but everything that I do, everything, my whole world is only focused on one thing, to know Hashem. And therefore we understand that it's not limited to only men, but that it belongs to every person because it comes from the Etzem. Talks about the Atzmus. Because it's an Aveda with through Maisa and through activities. But of course it also needs to be with dedication, with feeling, but it's the main activity is maisa, physical activity, which is not so much an inyan of keiches pnimim. It's maisa, which is not related to keiches pnimim, and therefore it belongs to everyone, men, women, and children. V'hine amishkan b'klolusay nase me'ayid gimel tezvav dvarim gashmin shebo mitrumas amishkan aklolis, the mishkan in general. The general building of the Mishkan was made from 13 or 15 materials, which came from that truma. The Hainu Kanal Shayadei Avedis Kol Echad VaAchas B'Inyan VaGashmiim. In other words, that each and every one, through their own personal their Aveda BaGashmiis, Al Piteira Al Piteira, Harei Mamshcha Atzmus Yizbaruch L'Mata VaTachtonim. He brings Atzmus into all these materials, all these different types of Gashmias, the materials. But to get to that darga, that you're able to do Aveda Maisa with all of these Gashmias, the materials, it's only by first doing the Aveda of the Turmas Adonim. Which is done through those people that are on a standard of Esem Shana V'Maila. Kidafka Avedasim Zu B'Keiches Pnimim Shalahem, because Dafka through this type of Aveda, which is accomplished through their personal Aveda, through their personal Seichel Amidus, Kefishim Yosedes Ala Bittel V'Kabbalas Oil. But based on Bittul and Kabbalah Seil, as we said before, Shemitzad Etzem and Hashama, which comes from the Etzem and Hashama, Yenesen is Kayav Yecheles, it's only this which gives the ability, Lekol Echad Ve'echad Hamshich Hatzmus Yizbaruch L'mata Yedei Aveda, the term is Hamishkan, only after those who have to do the Aveda Pnimius, after they do that Aveda, then it gives the ability to everyone to be able to do, to be Mamshich Hatzmus, through in the Maisa B'Poyel, through the Trumas HaMishka. Okamei ba'avaydas kol yom yom, similar to what we say, that in the Aveda that a person goes through every day, shadafka la'achrei Aveda's krishma utfila, that's only after davening, shalagdeilam yisroel, by those who need to daven, yesh b'koyach kol echad v'achas miyisroel, only then does every single person, and men, women, and children, and so on, have the ability, lasas diri lo yizbaruch b'mesh chayim kol hayom kanal, for the rest of the day. It has to be preceded by personal avoda through davening, by those who need to do that. Then one can move on to the next step, which is to make a diri lo yizbaruch tachtonim through maisa b'poyel. V'hine k'moyshe v'seder avoda sayim lasas mishkan lo yizbaruch. Just like in the Seder Aveda of the day, which is in order to create a Mishkan, the spiritual Mishkan, the foundation of it all is Meida Ani, Shehu Abitul Kabbalah Seil Shemitzad Etzem HaNeshama, which expresses the Bitul Kabbalah Seil from that comes from the Etzem HaNeshama. Derozeh Hayavaydus HaMishkan. In a similar way, was also by the Avaid of the Mishkan. Dehine Matzino, because we find Shekishem Maser Moshe LiYisrael Es Tzivuyav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Asiyas HaMishkan. When Moshe gave over to the Yidden the commands of Hashem that they have to make a Mishkan, Nema Kaidim Lazeh, first it says, Vayakel Moshe is called as Bnei Yisrael. First it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the Yidden. That's the beginning of Parsha Vayakel. It would seem that first he should have gathered all those people that are the men who are ben esrim shana v'mayla, to and tell them tzavaisim al trumas adonim habal rishayna, and tell them that you guys, you have to give adonim. That's the beginning. That's where it starts. V'achakach, and only after that lahakil is kol adas bnei Yisrael. Only then should he gather the rest of the bnei Yisrael kol gamanoshim, which includes also the women of Tzabaisim al Trumas HaMishkan, and tell them about the rest of the Trumas, of the other materials which belongs to everybody. So why does it say Vayakel Moshe's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael right away? Elisha Kahol Azu, but the reason is because this gathering of all the Yidden Hayy B'Shvil Le'oirer as B'chinis Etzem and Hashama Sheyeshen B'Kol Echad M'Bnei Yisrael B'Shava. This was similar to the idea of Moida Ani. At first, you have to be ma'irir, the etzem and neshama that everybody shares, that everybody has equally. But l'chein hikul Moshe is called as bnei Yisrael, and that's why he gathered everyone. Gam noshim ataf, also the women and children. L'chtei l'irir is etzem and neshama shabu kol echad mi Yisrael, in order to awaken the etzem and neshama of all the Yidden. Kayideiz, ha'yef sherach kach l'tzavaisim al binin ha'mishkan. Because only after that, by first awakening their Etzem and Neshama, can you get to the next point, which is that we have to build a Mishkan. That's the rest of the Avodah of the day. Shaba Avodah D'Koichos Pnimim, which will be the Avodah D'Koichos Pnimim, which is the represented by the Trumas Adonim. Yurgish Bechinis HaKabbalos Eilu Bechinis Mitzad Etzem and Neshama. In order for the Trumas Adonim, which means the Avodah Pnimis, to be permeated by the Kabbalah soil, first you have to awaken the Kabbalah soil by the gathering everybody together, all as one. And then only do you get to the Maisa B'Poel, which is expressed by the other materials that were donated for the Mishkan. The same is true for every generation. That the awakening of the Etzem and Neshama, that has to come through Moshe. That's why Moshe gathered them all in order to awaken them to this Etzem and Neshama. This Pashtusa, the Moshe b'chol dar v'dar, and there is the extension of Moshe, which is in every generation, which are the Nesi'i Yisrael, the leaders, the Nasi b'Yisrael, Shehim b'chinas ha. Who are the heads and the brains of the Yidden in every generation? And after the Moshe Shebedoyr awakens the Etzem and Neshama, with that Koyach, each and every person can do his own personal Avodah through his own personal Koyachas Pnimim, B'Krishma Tfila, B'Achakach, and then only after that, Al Yidei Avodah the Limanat Torah, B'Kiyim HaMitzvahs, then it goes to Limanat Torah, B'Kiyim HaMitzvahs, B'Chol Derech HaChadayu, Shebemeshach Kolayim Kulay, throughout the day, Lasas Loi Yizbaruch, Dira B'Tachtoinim, to be able to make a Dira Loi Yizbaruch B'Tachtoinim.